So now, Kun Lucas is consuming, eating damas.
For breakfast.
For breakfast. Watching.
Because the Chavanachitta consumes.
Yes.
Yeah. So now Kusala consumes, or Akusala consumes objects. At moment of chocolate cake, Akusala consumes. But at moment of understanding reality, Kusala consumes. Or can we say eat? But not putting in the mouth. Putting in heart or citta.
India. Yes.
And it keeps everything there, citta.
So many different kinds of cheetahs, even while listening to Dharma, and so many different moments of kusala, kusala.
Was it Atavada?
Ah,
Atta Diti.
Atta
Diti.
Yeah,
if this is my melon.
Atanuditi.
No, when you know that melon is an Atanuditi.
This is a John's chocolate, it's not Atanuditi.
No.
Oh.
Otherwise Atanuditi all day, every day.
When one talks about ditti, it seems like one knows what moment is there, but actually it's not like that at all. Because you see that it's only idea about atta. But it's like now, when there's no understanding precisely of hardness here, how can you say whether it's atta or just hardness? See?
Or just
hardness. Atta or hardness. See? It's only hardness experience, no idea about atta.
Mm-hmm.
Because you see that at this moment of experiencing hardness, no idea about it. Whether it's my hand or me or what, it's only hardness which is appear. Like when banya is sharp and keen and nothing appear at all, no world, only a moment of experiencing in hardness, right then it's so clear whether there is wrong understanding or not. See? So it cannot be taken all this now is atanutiti and no other moment is not atanutiti, it's only thinking or dreaming about it. Naming, calling someone in distance, but it's here, right now, hardness, see? Begin to understand whatever one has read about, like citta, jetasik, all are here. So at moment of having a reality or a characteristic of a reality appear, it's awareness, begin to be aware. Because one sees that not now, that it has just one object at a time. But when a characteristic, no matter its hardness or sound or anything, all are realities. And when at that moment there is no thinking about other things, and awareness arise and begin to be aware very weakly or very rapidly. So panya is not clear as when it's developed. Just exactly the same, naturally. Otherwise, there's no way if one tries to do other things in order to know it. The self is there. It cannot be eradicated. Because panya does not develop to see it at that moment as it is. See, sound arises and falls away. But when there's more understanding about it, when its characteristic appear as that, one knows that that is a characteristic of a reality. And each reality has its characteristic to be known, to be aware of. So panya knows when is awareness and when there is no awareness. And at this moment, whether it's the world of Dhamma or the world of concept, alternately. like a flash. Just like a flash.
And Lucas, most of the time, like when you're going up to a buffet table and collecting the food and rushing back to listen to a jhan, is there a ton of ditty?
I have no idea.
Or just thinking about concepts and ideas.
Otherwise it's only speculation, you see. When we can see with a characteristic of that reality when it appears.
But one cannot just say it's a ton of ditty all the time whenever you think of.
So just on this question of a tanuditi, I've heard it suggested that when there's mana, there must be a tanuditi because there's a comparison.
Not together.
No, but alternately?
Right now, everything alternately.
Yeah, but is it a tanuditi mana? When there's mana, there must be
a tanuditi. It does need to think about
like
it, what we can arise by conditions.
Is comparing oneself with another.
What about when a tanuditi has been eradicated by the sotapanna, still mana?
Yeah, that was my
So one begins to understand the characteristic of reality rather than our reality.
Yeah.
To see whether it's the wholesome or the wholesome or what, whatever it arises. Right now, there can be a moment of sadness, a moment of pleasant feeling, just reality. Panya sees that as a reality. When Panya does realize it's I, who is very happy or very sad, but when sadness arises, Panya can understand it. And by understanding it, it becomes detached. Other reality can appear naturally. So in Tipitaka it says that all the four noble truths are very, very subtle, not only one, which is the Nibbana, but all of them. Even the Bhagavad, the effort is very subtle.
That does that mean when Panya arrives, then detachment is eradicated a little bit by a little bit because the Panya arrived there?
Panya understands. If there's no understanding, what can eliminate, define? Just understand when every awareness is aware, not I. For example, touching. Naturally, it depends on the accumulated panya to condition awareness of a characteristic special. Remember that it's not calling someone in distance. That person's here. You keep on calling the person, see? But when you know it's here, like seeing an invisible object, when there's no word, one can begin to understand what's meant that visible object. See? Otherwise, there's thinking, what is it? Is this visible object? But actually, it appears at moment of seeing. But one is not getting used to its characteristic. That's why there's doubt and other abhisla. So the latent tendency of doubt is eradicated by sota patipatti. So how often can you tell anytime about sati, about panya, about detachment, about attachment?
Your question, doubt is eradicated at sotapatti magga, but at second stage of insight, when there's the understanding of conditions, then
no more doubt. Understanding of vipassana dhyana, no doubt.
But after that, it can arise
because
again.
It has to apply in daily life. That's why begin again and begin again and begin again. Why? Because when panya does not arise, akusla comes in a hidden. So begin again, like the moment when panya is not as much.
But it must be much less than now when it's clear understanding of conditions.
So the doubt is eradicated at the stage of the sotapatti magga. The doubt that is eradicated
completely
is the doubt about nirvana, about reality.
Sound, yeah.
Yes.
That's why sanya of atta is completely eradicated, and only sanya of sukha and sanya of sukha.
Which sanya is completely eradicated?
Sanya with the idea of self.
Yeah.
And sota patima can eradicate wrong practicing. So if we understand
all kinds of ditti,
all kind of
and doubt.
If no more sakaya ditti, no more atano ditti, then no other wrong view at all.
And sila pata.
Because conditioned by wrong view.
So we don't worry about if we understand. So it's not sila pata pramasa. If we go to meditating or do something else, it leads to wrong practicing.
At that moment, the wrong practice is sila pata pramasa.
At that moment.
Because ditti is doing its work, from its work. Sound, see, understanding of it. Because at moment sound appears, nothing can appear. This is the meaning of no self, no one, no world,
no people,
only realities. So at moment when you are thinking about Patya, when awareness arises, it is aware. Otherwise, it's only calling someone in distance again. It's here. No need to call. Do you have to call? Aramanupanishya Pachina? No. At moment when a characteristic appears, it conditions all the intellectual understanding, condition it. So the further function is to understand. That's all. Directly. Very natural, anytime. Otherwise, panya is limited again. So it cannot be the sharp one at all because it cannot understand reality right now. It's getting a little sharper and sharper, very, very little, before not hearing at all, not understanding moment when right understanding is understanding a reality, which is now. So sharp. Everything is so sharp. So when there is no understanding, it's the accumulation of ignorance. Each time a reality appears as something, a concept. So don't think about attaining sotapanna in this life. Maybe by conditions, may not be by attachment, impossible to be when there is attachment. So panya can understand any level of attachment. It's there. So it will never be there again when panya knows.
I think one of the reasons yesterday on the bus or sometime Ajahn mentioned to you about one or two Thai teachers who used to listen and then left and now run meditation centers and this kind of thing is, I think that people find it very difficult to hear about how difficult the path is, how little understanding there is, how really there's no understanding of vitaka or manasikara now, or can sanya be known now, and they, because there's so much attachment for results, that this seems too slow or discouraging, so that's why they end up leaving and try to find a faster way with the idea of self.
And it appeals to many people because they all have attachment.
All about clinging to results.
Such a infamous teacher who offers equipment.
They're accustomed in life to getting results. they're accustomed to being able to achieve, and it's
no detachment. And
it's so
actually, this is the path
works.
Of finding out there's more and more and more ignorance, far more than ever imagined. So actually, it's the path of understanding, it's the path of knowing how great the ignorance is that's been accumulated. But if there's not such a parami that we talked about, the understanding of really knowing the truth and the truthfulness to this moment, then so easy to go off track and follow some silabhata paramasa or other way.
And understanding that truthfulness is not enough. It has to be adhidana parami.
Adhidana. Determination, right resolve. And,
never change to other theory or method or whatever.
And nekama, really giving up the
right resolve is not the same as lopa.
Yeah. Lopa is attached.
Exactly. And right resolve is detached.
If one is under the control of lopa, one will never understand that what is much more pleasant or better than being the slave of lopa. Because lopa doesn't let one go anywhere else to right understanding. It can lead you to this world and heaven and rupa jhana and arupa jhana, but not to be away from this. So one cannot understand when one is not free and one is freed from clinging and attachment and wrong view.
This is the worst kind of imprisonment. The one with wrong view, because it's so difficult.
You talk about monkey yesterday.
Monkey.
Where are they?
Cheetah swinging to different objects all the time.
Like now. Always now. The sutta and the Abhidhamma is now talking about reality right now. All the time. And what conditions the swinging from this tree to another tree?
Anantropachya, other conditions.
Lobha. And ignorance, that sutta talks about the hunter too, right? Who tries to catch the monkey.
Oh, that's a different
So he sutta. Put the, what you call that?
The bait.
On every tree. Uh-huh.
And the paw stuck to the bait.
Yeah.
Stuck to the sticky substance.
So the hunter is
the paw of the monkey.
And ignorance.
So you cling and then get stuck and cling and just get stuck again and again.
But someday there can be wise monkey.
Only if you talk to him.
To see the danger of what is there on the tree.
Or the tree.
And don't touch.
Baits and traps.
But lopa is attracted so quickly without knowing.
Its function, its characteristic. It can be known as a reality.
We've been sitting here. How many times do we find ourselves aware of the forks or the birds and thinking about something else?
Very ordinary and
very ordinary.
There are many sounds, so it depends on vitakka, which sound, the sound,
which
condition and condition, right, understanding. But no one can stop the rapidity of the arising and falling away. So they are just in the flesh. So panya can be in the flesh too. follow.
And if one tries to stop being distracted by the sound of the forks or Kunwirayut's photos, then easy to go wrong again, because again itself, self trying to stop it or something, when
although,
actually the thinking is conditioned already. Just condition.
But you see that dukkha cannot be object of right understanding. Now, it can be just the topic of conversation or talk on it.
Yes.
Yeah. That's why what appears can be object of understanding. And then it will lead to more and more understanding of other reality. But it has to be the one which appears.
One just understands why it's this way and why the thinking goes this way and that way and then back to the reality.
And if there is the development of understanding of this object right now, only in a flash, don't mind. That is the right way. Otherwise, clinging is there again, trying to have understanding of this object.
It arises naturally, like seeing it right here.
The hunter.
Yeah.
And actually, if there's trying to find it or have it, it can be atanuditti, because it's something again, the visible object of things, so it can be atanuditti at that moment too, of trying to be aware of visible objects.
So how very, very fine panya has to be to understand whatever appears.
Even Dhamma as object can be atanuditti, because it's a thing, something.
That's why the teachings is climbing from understanding and from right development of panya.
Gabby was, we were talking a little bit about proximate cause, and I was mentioning, I think it's pada, the foot, so like panya is proximate cause for samadhi, or samadhi is proximate cause for panya, because it's like the foot. Is there anything else you can...
There must be many conditions for a reality to arise, and when we talk about the proximate cause, it's only the close one, that's all.
It's only the close one.
Yeah. While there are other mental factors too.
And by close, do you mean a strong cause?
Like pasa, conditioned vedana. See? But whenever vedana arises, no one knows that it's because of pasa. See? But vedana of what object? See, if pasa is not there, can there be vedana of that object? This is only helping one to see the anatomy of conditions and reality, that's all. But it's not the moment of understanding a reality. This is more important. Otherwise, it's only introduction or idea all the time. And reality is so close every day, every minute. It's here. Don't have to call it.
Like one could say vitaka is proximate cause for understanding, because it needs vitaka, but actually it needs many other supports and many other conditions. So it's just an example of a strong support.
Usually, after reading the books, people try to make something, to do something to have panya. But that is wrong. It indicates that no understanding, no perfect understanding of anatta-ness.
And it's so subtle.
So subtle.
Trying to so subtle.
It's like it has to be that way to have samadhi and in a quiet place and so on. Panya's limited already.
But even if you forget about a quiet place,
like the momentary trying
momentary,
to catch physical object, who knows that's atanuditti at that moment now. Like even the
wanting
discussion.
Or, you can hear attachment to wanting. You'll say something attachment to wanting.
Like
to
the kid.
Or reflecting back, gee, did that happen? or, you know, it's all there.
Like the kid running around, no Atanu Ditti, but in the middle of the Dharma discussion can be Atanu Ditti.
If you try to stop the kid running. It's not the way to understand Dharma.
No, you can't catch it.
Because the sound is gone, everything's gone.
Right.
Only the idea is left.
No, there's nothing to be. The idea of catching something is just.
Or focusing, like they were talking about concentration yesterday.
The word is there, but it depends on understanding. Like Dhamma, Anatta, not permanent. Anyone can repeat. But it depends on what degree of understanding while one says that.
The world is right.
Nothing else, no world, only our reality experiencing an object so clear. That is clear comprehension. If it's not that level yet, it means that right understanding is not as clear because the world still appears together with object. When object does not appear just one at a time, how can Panya know it correctly as it is? Because there are many objects in and around. Do we have to call that satipatthana?
It doesn't.
When it begins to understand of a characteristic as one has read. No need to call anything, but it's there. But anyone try to know the definition of it and how many cetasikas arise with it, it's not the moment when it is aware. And the moment of being aware is moment of a characteristic appears different from moment when there is no awareness. Different, not, it doesn't mean that the object is different, but the understanding and awareness is there. So it makes a difference between no awareness and with awareness. If one would like to be a good person, be now. Or it's right now, or begin now, or this moment. This is the accumulation for to be what you like to be next life. So it has to be from this life to this moment. Because each moment we can call next life.
Being a good person
of good deeds, doing good deeds, like always being friendly, no selection, time, place, different people,
anyone, anytime,
and appreciate good deeds or the goodness of virtues.
Anyway, understanding now, kusala now. Not anything to do with how much Pali knowledge or anything like that.
The excuse, I am anatta.
Yeah. I am. And even this is so hard to understand. I am anatta.
I
am anatta.
So I can do anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like that.
I don't need to take responsibility or
to follow the teachings, to be good.
I don't need to be nice to people,
I went out to the bar last night, and Anatta.
Yeah.
I forgot my shoes at the foundation.
I think when
I don't need to
no,
work.
No, I think what happens is not bad, so it's good in Dhamma. I don't know. But
there is the I.
Yeah. But even this I, so it's I.
There are many accumulations for to be I in this aspect or I in other aspects. Which one should be more and more? The I with akusala or the I with kusala?
Panya knows.
Yes, Panya knows. But
so
if you ask me,
is.
Then I can tell. Like
looking for excuse.
No. I'm not looking for excuse. This is some kind of misunderstanding. But I mean, for Panya, it must be Kusala. It's not like not Kusala, and for Panya to arise, even to know what is there, that must be Kusala. So it's true, it must be Kusala. But now the point is how to develop more Kusala. How to make the Kusala to develop. Because that's the point.
So it's you.
Yes.
Who tries to develop.
Yes. Yeah.
Tries to have it.
Way to develop.
Understand.
And don't underestimate Akusala. Sati is that which is not callous. And it does not underestimate any kinds of Akusala. Even a moment.
Mm. Yes.
So always back to understanding when it appears.
Ajahn, I was interested in what you said yesterday. Try your best. And if you say, try your best. And if it does not work out,
then it's vipaka. But try your best first. Yeah.
And her example was being late.
The bus.
To the discussion, late, but yeah, you're late coming to the discussion, and you say, "Oh, and at the try your best." That's the excuse. I am. Try your best. So you won't be late next time, and you'll hear the discussion.
Kusala dhamma, akusala dhamma, avyakata dhamma.
What do you mean?
I mean to reflect more on dhamma now.